Dictation for Kathleen, Kathlyn. Steinman, Steinman. January 1750. Address as a letter to Alicia, Alyssa. Erskine, Erskine. D.O. 269-273-9665. Dear Dr. Erskine, follow up for Mrs. Steinman with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, CHF, last visit October. This was a phone visit, denies hospital visit. When she's careful with her diet, things prior gallbladder surgery, she has no diarrhea. Denies change of weight or appetite, denies blood melena, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, minor edema, no ulcers, denies claudication symptoms, discolor of the toes, a stable dyspneal activity, has not used any oxygen, does have a CPAP machine for a sleep apnea every night, uses a walker, no recent fall, a stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, other review system is negative, medication list review. I will highlight the choric, Lasix, potassium, diabetes, cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Blood pressure at home, 134/68 with a weight of 253. She's able to speak in full sentences, no evidence of respiratory distress or expressive aphasia. Next paragraph, chemistry from March, creatinine 2.6. It has fluctuated as high as 2.7. GFR 18 is stage 4. A normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal electrolyte as the base, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 11.6 with an MCV of 90. Previously documented bilateral small kidneys, 8.8 right, 9.4 left, without obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, likely related to diabetic nephropathy hypertension. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We have a discussion about the meaning of advanced kidney disease. We start dialysis based on GFR less than 15 and symptoms from uremic toxicity or severe volume overload. She has bilateral small kidneys. Probably from hypertension, although renal artery stenosis cannot be ruled out. For completeness, we're going to do locally a renal Doppler, although with the size of these kidneys, unlikely to be reversible. She needs to start thinking about potential dialysis, an AV fistula. She's apparently in an assisted living. Peritoneal dialysis might not be an option. There has been no need to change diet for potassium. Present acid-base nutrition, calcium phosphorus is normal. For anemia, we will do EPO treatment for hemoglobin less than 10. She already has attended a pre-dialysis class. Of course, you can always choose no dialysis at all. I encourage her, as she is far away from us, to also look for a local nephrologist in-person encounter should be the norm. If she hasn't found anybody, plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 months or early as needed. End of dictation.